previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Power cuts have driven activity in our factories to a 14-month low. The ABSA Purchasing Managers Index, which tracks manufacturing, has dropped in the month of September to 38.65 index points, down from 50.6 in August. It is the lowest monthly reading since July 2021, when, you'll recall, the country was racked by the riots in KZN. ABSA points directly to load shedding, with no less than 25 consecutive days of blackouts in September, which are, of course, still continuing. And manufacturing accounts for some 13% of GDP, so I think we can expect to see even more depressed growth figures as the year unfolds. One piece of distinctly good news, though, Treasury's monthly budget data shows that government tax revenue exceeded the February budget outlook by a significant 162 billion rand, or more than 2% of GDP. There's some seasonality in that number, which according to Business Day could see the final figure closer to 110 billion, but that would still be a major boost to government finances. We'll get clarity later this month in the medium-term budget policy statement. Naspers subsidiary Process has cancelled an 85 billion rand deal to buy India's BillDesk. It's understood that the deal ran into regulatory headwinds in India. Had it gone through, it would have allied Process's micro-lending platform PayU Payments with the BillDesk Payments Gateway. On the markets, if we had a bad September, which is traditional, and we did, then welcome October, which is known as the bear killer. As in, this is the month when dreadful down markets, the bears, get turned around. What do the signs look like? So far, so good. The JSE certainly got the message. The All Share and Top 40 both up 0.8%. London's FTSE not quite so enthusiastic, up but just 0.2%. On Wall Street, however, the bells were ringing big time. The Dow and the S&P 500 both up 2.6%. The Nasdaq up 2.3%. Gains right across the board. Tokyo's followed suit this morning, up 2.8%. No Hong Kong, they're closed for a holiday. Sydney also in the game, up 3.7%. US dollar steady at 98 cents to the euro, while the rand has come back somewhat, 17.83 to the dollar, 17.53 to the euro, 20.16 to sterling. Gold at 16.98, platinum 908, Bitcoin just under 19,600, and Brent crude oil just over $89 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.